This is URN.
I'm Henry Maudsley, I'm from URN, and I'm joined by the acclaimed French film director, Julia Ducournau, who's here to talk about her new film, Raw. Thank you very much for coming on, Julia.
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
I'm very well, thank you. It's good to have you on. So, Julia, obviously, Raw has gained an incredible amount of traction and is the subject of much praise and attention. As your debut feature film, how does that feel?
Oh, wow, it feels incredible and overwhelming.
Yeah, it's obviously had a lot of attention on the international stage, and it's just had some fantastic praise. Was there something particularly that inspired you to make this film, or did you kind of feel that this film hadn't been made before?
No, actually, the thing is that I think when you make a movie, you kind of follow up on your work and reflections and personal thoughts. You don't make a movie in order to make it look like another movie, obviously. So for me, it was really about talking about metamorphosis, because I working around bodies for a long time in my previous shorts and TV feature, and also in film school, actually. And I also talk a lot about the quest for identity and the idea of some kind of a positive monstrosity. So all these things kind of like, you know, cooked inside of me in order to give Raw.
Yeah, definitely. Would you say that your short film Junior, was that kind of a springboard for Raw?
Sort of, even though I don't consider it to be a prequel at all, because for me it's really not the same story. Mm-hmm. However, I tackled the same themes in it, and it's true that both my main characters are named Justine after the Marquis de Sade, Justine ou les Malheurs de la Vertu, which is a very well-known sadist tale by the Marquis de Sade. However, it was definitely maybe a sketchy way of tackling my main themes, but Junior is a bit more lighter. I think I went deeper in the darkness with Raw.
I guess fair to say. Having watched some clips of Raw, it's clear that the film pulls no punches in both style and content. Would you say that gore is an important to you in your filmmaking, or is this just a very effective way of carrying a more subtle message?
No, actually, I'm not necessarily interested in gory movies or anything. It's just, I don't like gratuitous violence in general. I do think that when you tackle the subject of cannibalism, you have got to show cannibals at one point, otherwise you're just avoiding your subject. So it has to be, for me, coherent with the journey of my character. So it's not just, you know, for shock value or anything that I don't give much interest to.
Many of the themes of the film centre around kind of female identity and sexuality. I'm kind of reminded of the film Under the Skin from Jonathan Glazer. Do you feel this area of film hasn't really been explored sufficiently yet? You think this coming of age for a female is a film that needs to be made?
Well, it depends what you mean with this, because for me, the fact that I have a female character doesn't mean that my movie is female-oriented. For me, my movie aims to universality like any other movie in this world. So I do think that we already had some movies with female main characters, and I do hope that everyone was able to relate to it. So I'm really not for genderizing movies or directors. We just make movies and we tend to aim at having the largest number of audience to watch it.
I'm kind of fascinated by the morality of the film. I mean, Justine starts out as this kind of quite chaste character and endures this quite startling coming of age. Would you say this kind of reflects your own experience, or perhaps the way that you make films?
It's not autobiographical, if this is what you're asking me.
I hope not.
Obviously, when you make a movie, it does reflect your vision of the world. Otherwise, why are you making movies? But it is also my vision of love. It's also my vision of society, because the movie has a very important political aspect, because we talk about cannibalism literally, but we talk about also the way people eat each other up in our societies, and the way societies actually eat individuals in order, you know, to be able to reign over them more. So there are different layers to that cannibalism in my movie.
I read somewhere that your parents are both doctors. Is this what initially interested you in going in this kind of clinical environment?
The fact that my parents are doctors would be more of an influence in the way I film bodies and the way I question myself when it comes to identity and the bodies, and also the way our bodies can become autonomous. And if your body becomes autonomous, what does it make you? Where does your own identity reside? This is more questions that you know, came to my head in regard to my the education I received from my parents. But the fact that it takes place in a medical veterinary school is more linked to the internal dilemma that my main character is undergoing between her urges, her animal urges, and her desire to remain in humanity. And so it was important for me to have animals and humans in the same shots all along the movie in order to reflect that.
Would you say that you make these films more for your own interest, or are you trying to have a bit of both, a bit of a balance between what you feel interested in and what you feel people would want to see?
Well, you start with an emotion or feeling or an idea that you want to convey that is incredibly personal and important to you. And it's, I always say that it has to be a matter of life and death almost to be able to express this idea. And afterwards, you try to see how you're going to be able to communicate this idea or this feeling to the largest number of person possible, because movies are made to be seen, you know. They're not made to be just watched on your computer by yourself and go like, oh, Julia, you did a movie, great, you know. It's not the point. So that's the thing. It's a double, you know, it's a double, let's say, mechanism between what it is important for you to say and how you can communicate to the outside.
Well, I think in terms of people seeing it, you've definitely succeeded on that front. Obviously, as I said earlier, it's gained a lot of attention. Do you
think
that foreign films are now becoming more part of the mainstream, i.e., you know, obviously the Oscars had a nod for Isabelle Huppert from Elle. Would you say that it's becoming more part of our general content viewing?
I think this would have something to do with the industry and the fact that maybe the reason why Paul Verhoeven shot his movie in France is because he couldn't do it in the States.
No, fair. I think you said this, everyone's being able to see more, and that's increasing the rise of these international films, which is fantastic. Is there any advice you could give to aspiring directors, you know, who are trying to start out and kind of make it?
Yeah, right? That's really easy. Believe in yourself, because no one else will.
Yeah, and believe in your own kind of content. And obviously, I see you've aligned with your actresses, and you sometimes keep the same actors on board with you. Do you think it's key to have this team of people who go through you with every project that you do?
Absolutely. I really aim at building up, you know, through years, a kind of a family. I think it's very important for me, and I will have succeeded, I think, in my job if I turn out 60 and realize that I've been working with the same persons for like 30 years. I would love that, you know. And it's really, really what I try to do. It's the same, for example, also with my editor, who has been editing everything that I've ever done. And he's really like my right hand, and I could not make a movie without him. And I think this sense of security that it brings you, and also the fact that when you have a particular vision of the world, a particular frame of mind, a particular language that is your own, it's important to be surrounded by people who understand it fully.
Yeah, definitely. And just one last quick question. What is your favorite film?
Oh, man, there are a lot. That's horrible. The Fly and Cria Cuervos by Carlos Saura.
Fantastic.
And Cria Cuervos. You have got to see that movie.
Oh, we'll definitely check it out. Well, thank you so much, Judith, for speaking to us. It's been really lovely to talk to you, and a fantastic insight. So thank you very much.
Thank you.